I'm really excited to talk to the girl who's on the phone for a second date update today because I'm hoping she can help me answer one of the biggest mysteries in my life. Her email says that she works at a bank, and the guy that she went out with was actually a customer at the bank, and he asked her out, and they went out. And my question is, what's the secret?
Secret to what?
To hitting on a girl that works at a bank. My whole life, I've tried that, and it always goes well until they open up your bank account, and they're like, yeah, not interested. Allison, do you get hit on a lot at the bank? For some reason, for me, bank tellers have always been something that I've always wanted to go out with.
I don't know that I get hit on a lot. Maybe I just don't notice. I try to keep it professional.
Yeah, you might not, but you don't know this, but you are my white whale.
Fantasy. Yeah. I had no idea.
It's not, Brooke.
Big thing for bank tellers. Okay. Never been able to do it. So what was the guy that you want to call today? What's his name?
His name is Jake.
Jake. All right. Well, what was Jake's secret? How'd he do it?
It wasn't until after he left that he actually asked me out on the date, which I think kind of helped.
How did he do that if he wasn't there to ask you out?
So he came in actually to ask about a business loan, just kind of like normal everyday thing. And I thought that like maybe he was being flirty, but I couldn't tell. And like I said, I try to keep it professional. So I was like not really focusing on that and just gave him the information that he wanted. But it's my job.
Okay. So
right. And he wants a loan. So he's probably going to be extra nice to you.
Yeah. So check number one, if I ever wanted to ask a girl out of the bank, I have to ask about a small business loan. Got that down.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's not a bank account where the bank accounts are small potatoes.
Okay.
Get up on the loan.
Oh, all right. So walking and go like, I'm trying to open up a business loan, a big business loan. You said he asked you out later. How did he do that?
So I gave him my card and gave him the usual spiel. You know, if you have any more questions, feel free to call me. And later that day, he like didn't even wait for very long. He just said that he had a really nice time talking to me, and he was curious if I was single, and if I was, would I want to hang out sometime?
Okay.
So you like that, obviously. Where'd you guys go for your date?
Well, this is where it kind of changed up a little bit. We had planned on getting drinks at a bar. Mm-hmm. That was what we talked about. But then turns out his place was really close to the bar. And so we ended up meeting there first, and I was just kind of like hanging out while he was getting ready. It wasn't anything weird or that felt like sketchy or planned or anything. Mm-hmm. And then he had like a little like home bar and asked if I wanted a drink before we went out. So we were like having a drink, and then he turned on Netflix. And
oh
wow. Okay.
I see where this is going.
It sounds like he had no intention of leaving the house, honestly.
I don't know.
Well, as soon as you said he was getting ready, I'm like, how much time does it take for a guy to get ready to go get drinks?
We're done in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Depends how much he moisturizes.
Oh, okay.
For me,
thank you, high maintenance.
It's an hour,
over
hour
there.
And a half. You know, for some dudes, 5 minutes. Was his skin nice and smooth?
It did look very supple.
Okay, good. So yeah, it might have taken him a long time.
Jubal's right.
Do you think he just like lured you over there to Netflix and chill, basically? Is that what you think happened?
I mean, it's entirely possible that that was his plan all along. But like the really weird thing is, if that was his goal, nothing ended up happening. Like we literally just watched Netflix and hung out.
Oh, you like literally Netflixed and chilled.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And if he would have made a move on you, would you have been okay with that?
I mean, yeah, he was cute, and, like, we got along really well. So, like, you know, I probably wouldn't have gone too far, but if he had made a move, like, I wouldn't have been upset about it. And...
Okay.
Right. Do you think he chickened out for some reason in the middle?
Well, there was a moment, like, somewhat early on that might have gotten a little awkward.
Awkward?
Why is that?
Yeah, and why do you sound so hesitant to talk about it?
Because I totally admit that this is on me, but we were talking about all kinds of stuff, and we started talking about our fears, and I ended up telling him what my greatest fear is, and I'm a little worried that this like totally ruined the date.
Why? What's your fear?
I am afraid of feet.
Feet?
Like
feet.
All feet?
Yeah, like they super creep me out.
What?
I don't like thinking about them. I cannot touch them. Like I cannot. I don't even want to touch my own feet, let alone think about touching other people's feet.
How does that work, like, though, if you're going to get intimate with someone? Do you just make them keep their socks on?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to go too far into this, but that is my fear. That is what I told him.
So you're scared of naked feet?
Yes, like I really am scared.
I mean, I can't blame somebody for having a phobia. Did it seem like he was judging you for being scared of feet?
Yeah, he just, all of the sudden, he wasn't feeling well, which I don't think is a good sign.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he has a foot fetish and he knew it wouldn't work out with you.
Oh, no!
Oh, gosh.
Just even the thought. How long after you brought up your fear of feet did the date end?
It was within a few minutes. It was, like, close enough.
Really?
But, I, like, you know, I wanted to be respectful. He said he wasn't feeling well, so I just, I left, and I haven't heard from him, and I haven't called him, and...
Yeah.
Has he been back into the bank to follow up on his loan?
Nope, not when I've been there.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and find out if your fear of feet is the reason he's not calling you back in your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hang on.